Oasis Audio presents The Port of Peril by Otis Adelbert Klein. Read for you by John McLean. Chapter 1. The Theft of Vernia. Perhaps the furniture and decorations of the personal apartment of Robert Grandin would have appeared bizarre to earthly eyes. Its paneled walls were hung with strange weapons, and still stranger trophies of the battlefield and chase, prized treasures of a soldier and a hunter. Skins of marmalets, fiercest cats of the Zerovian fern forest, and tremendous bear-like monsters known as ramps, magnificent specimens all, were flung on the floor. Cloud-filtered sunlight entered through two immense windows that reached from floor to ceiling, opening on a private balcony which overlooked the palace gardens. A marmalet, carved from red wood and supporting a round top of polished crystal, formed a table in the center of the room. Around it, in chairs carved in the representation of kneeling giants holding scarlet cushions, which formed both seats and backs, were four men.
"The power of Hutzen must be broken, and broken forever," cried Ardvan, brawny, bull-necked ruler of Adonijar.
And he banged his huge fist on the table for emphasis, causing the kova cups to dance and rattle. Robert Grandin, former Chicago clubman who had fought his way to the throne of Raban, mightiest empire of Venus, grimly nodded his assent, as did his two other guests, Odd, ruler of Tirhana, and Zinlo, ruler of Ulba. For the sake of privacy and comfort, he had dispensed with the rigid formality of the throne room and received them in his own drawing room. Odd of Tirhana stroked his square-cut, jet-black beard meditatively. Then he turned to Grandin.
"I fear we have disturbed you at a most inopportune time. A man about to start on a honeymoon should not be annoyed with affairs of state. It was only after we learned of the latest outrage perpetrated by the Yellow Pirates that Ardvan and I, who were awaiting Zinlo's return to Ulba, decided to hurry here in one of his swift airships. When we heard that one of my ships of war, crippled by a storm and half-sinking, was set upon by these yellow fiends, part of its crew massacred, and the rest carried off prisoners, and my daughter, Nerine, taken to I know not what fate, we felt that something must be done, and done quickly."
"And I heartily agree with you," said Grandin. "The Imperial Navy of Raban is at your disposal. Do you have any plan of action to suggest?"
"I felt sure you would come in with us," said Odd, "especially after my talk with Zinlo this morning. As I have intimated previously, we must make our plans in secret and carry them out as unobtrusively as possible. The Hutseni have spies everywhere. They have the treasure to hire the vile traitors among our people who will sell their honor for personal gains. But because of their peculiar physical characteristics, they can do no eavesdropping among us themselves. We should have two main objectives: to sink or capture every pirate ship that sails the seas of Zerovia, and to find and take the secret port of Hutzen. It is a port of missing ships and treasure, of slaves who were once citizens of our own and other lands, a port of peril to every man, woman, and child on this planet."
"Have you any idea where to look for this hidden port?" asked Grandin.
"We have no definite knowledge of its location, but the belief that it lies to the south has arisen from the fact that pirate fleets, leaving a scene of pillage, have almost invariably been observed to sail southward."
"I believe my flyers can locate it," said Zinlo, toying with his kova cup.
"It's a big world," boomed the gruff Ardvan, "and it will take a deal of flying, sailing, and marching to explore it all."
"Perhaps Monerum will help us," suggested Odd.
"I take it," replied Grandin, "that you are unaware of the strained, or rather severed, relations between Monerum and Raban. This morning I ordered diplomatic relations severed with Xenoloth of Monerum, because of his affront to my wife."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?